Maybe the most dramatic thing to happen in economics in the last year happened in India. On November 8th at 10 p.m., the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, got on TV and out of nowhere said, all of the money in your wallet, it is totally worthless, starting now.
We have decided that the 500 rupee and 1,000 rupee currency notes presently in use will no longer be legal tender from midnight tonight.
500 and 1,000 rupee notes? That's about 85% of the cash in India.
The 500 and 1,000 rupee notes hoarded by anti-national and anti-social elements will become just worthless piece of paper.
Worthless pieces of paper. Imagine that. Imagine President Trump gets on TV and says all of the $10, $20, $50, and $100 bills in your wallet, they're not worth anything anymore. And India's not like the U.S., where most people have credit cards and debit cards. 90% of business transactions in India happen in cash. And a lot of that cash is, to use Modi's term, black money. Black money is basically any money that is outside of the tax system. It's become kind of a catch-all phrase for corruption in India. Modi said you have 1 month to take your cash to the bank and exchange it for these new bills that we have just minted. And you can change out a maximum of about $60 a day. $60 a day is a lot of money for most Indians. Most Indians live on less than $2 a day. But it's not that much money for wealthy Indians. And this limit, said Modi, meant that criminals and big-time tax evaders would be stuck with these big stacks of cash.
Country will get success. Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Namaskar. Bharat Mata Ki Jai.
After Modi's speech, India's entire economy ground to a halt. This is exactly why problems like poverty never get fixed. Economists and their endless data collecting, endless speculating about the consequences of every possible action. Meanwhile, the system creating poverty gets more entrenched and nothing happens. There was some harm. I mean, some people lost their businesses. There were people who died standing in line. I mean,
people used to die in a bed also.
We are not that emotional
because...
You're not emotional about it?
No, we are sensible. We are not emotional.
But I mean, you're such a compassionate person. I mean, all of this is to help the guy on the end, but it's striking me that people that struggled the most were like the little old man at the end of the pipe. I mean, did you feel responsible for that?
Since he's not new to this kind of suffering.
But they suffered more because of demonetization.
It was a necessity. It was a must. Because these are my country fellows. These are my family members. But we need to have it. The treatment may feel like some kind of a pains before, but it is for the correction of your disease.
Do this, said Anil, and it will hurt. People will struggle, things will be bad, and then the country will start to heal. Poverty will end. People will get their dignity back. India will be the great economic powerhouse it was always meant to be. And ask them what they think of it.
70 trucks of tomato were thrown on the road by farmers. Because of this monetization, there was no buyer. These kind of problems, this government should have thought about this.